speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show. It's Wednesday, August 26, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at a lot of things. I'm not sure. We're going to have Ammon Bundy on the show, but he was arrested yesterday, standing up for free speech. You know, because when they're doing illegal, dirty things, first thing they have to do is they've got to clear out the non-credentialed, non-privileged journalists. And so they stood against that. And I'm going to tell you how this was spun. So I'm not sure. We're going to try to get him on the show today. We had scheduled an interview with him to find out what's going on in Iowa because, as I said yesterday, it's the tip of the spear in the resistance. And it is. It is. The people are being organized there, and they're standing up for their liberties because if you don't stand up for your liberties, they're going to be taken away, and you're not going to see them again. Thousands of years of struggle, of blood, of rules and regulations being swept aside. And in the case of Idaho, as in the case of Texas, by Republicans, as they put on their dog and pony show, how pathetic this has become, this display of politics. So we'll be taking a look at that, and we might have him on the show. That's the kind of show we do. Our guests, we never know if we're going to have them because they might get arrested by the police state for exercising constitutional rights. So we'll be having a discussion about that and what is going on with the lockdown. We'll be giving you the globalist perspective. We've got the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as Fukuyama, the guy that said that history was over. Well, you know, he thinks that nationalism and liberty are over now, too, because they've killed it with a virus. But, you know, we need to take a look at the way that China did it. China did it the right way and so forth. But I want to let you see his perspective. But I also want you to see the perspective of China. They asked a question of one of the Chinese representatives in, I think it was in Australia, where they have bought their way into the state of Victoria, where in Melbourne, that city of 5 million people, biggest city in Melbourne, they have enacted basically the Chinese plan. Because the Chinese gave them about $1 trillion in Belt and Road Initiative. And you do what we say. We have influence with you. And they've had influence with everybody. They've modeled this lockdown. And these people like the Council on Foreign Relations, look at what China did. And all of our leaders here in the United States as well, following the lead of China. Well, China locked down their cities, and so we've got to do that too. China put in contact tracing and surveillance to stop this, and so we have to do that too, or we're all going to die. Except he points out, well, it turns out that it doesn't seem to be that lethal, and it's mostly transmitted asymptomatically. And now we have Eric Schmidt, the former head of Google. But now, you know, just like Bill Gates, as a technocrat, he is entitled to tell us how we should reorganize our society because this whole thing is being restructured for the benefit of the technocrats by the technocrats. Government of the technocrats, by the technocrats, and for the technocrats. That's what we have in the technocracy. And they're using the bureaucrats and corporations because they can be easily bought. Easily bought. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, August 26th. Year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 163. 163 days of America held hostage. America held hostage. And I tell you, when we look at this, you've even got the New York Times saying that Joe Biden doubling down on this lockdown thing puts an opening in there for President Trump. Will he walk through the open door? I seriously doubt it, because President Trump could have put himself in a position easily to win quite some time ago without destroying a large sector of the middle class by reopening America. There is an open door to reelection. Cakewalk. Just walk through that open door and tell America, take off the mask, reopen America. This is a fraud. Here's the White Coat Summit. They have the floor. Fauci is gone. Don't fear. This is simply a trick, a trap by the people who want to make a lot of money off of selling a vaccine and basically push their depopulation agenda at the same time. Just expose them and give us our Constitution back, President Trump, and you'll be a shoo-in. Even the New York Times is worried about that. But I don't think he'll do it. Don't think he'll do it. He's out there sending out campaign letters telling people, put on your mask. It may not work, but it might. Who knows? Read what the CDC says, and even the CDC won't tell you that lie that it works. But it's patriotic to put on your mask. He said the same thing that Biden did. But he pretends that there's a nuanced difference between his mask suggestions and Biden's mask mandates. Even though Biden said, well, you know, I'll do it with the governors, which is the way that Trump is doing it. So we'll see what happens. I hope he listens to the New York Times. But there's a great editorial here from the lunaticfarmer.com. We're not in this together. We're not in this together. I don't feel any comradeship with any of the Republicans, any Republican governors, Republican legislators, congressmen, senators who are holding their little dog and pony show and seem to not be aware at all of the lockdown. The only way that this has affected them is that they have to do it without an audience being there, and they're quite happy about that. You know, it might be some uncomfortable protests about people unhappy about being locked down if they'd had a live convention there. And so they can tell all their happy stories, and they can, you know, show their families. And we can let our families starve. We can see our dreams go up in flames, whether it's the flames of the radical left rioters on the streets or the flames of the health bureaucrats who are crushing and smothering the middle class far worse than that violence you see in the street. I mean, that is visceral and it's visible. And it really gets you going. And when you see gunshots being fired at people and people are getting hit now, both sides are firing crowds Firing into crowds of Trump supporters, and people are defending their lives and firing back into the crowds of the rioters. This was planned. And this is all beginning because they've got their knee on our collective throats. They've got their knee on the throat of the middle class, black and white. They don't want us to rise up and take that knee off. So they have black versus white. I tell you, when you look at these scenes of these white Marxists going into restaurants in Washington, D.C., bullying and standing around like a mob with their fists in the air and demanding that this woman that they've intimidated, look at that. They're all white. They're all white. Oh, Black Lives Matter. You got to shout Black Lives Matter with us. This is the perfect metaphor for what Bill Ayers has created. Look at all of these young, misguided, miseducated, propagandized college graduates, and maybe still in school. That's what Bill Ayers wanted to do. He wanted to start a revolution. And so, you know, he's killing police. He's blowing up buildings as part of the Weather Underground. He gets away with it because he's got friends in high places. And so then as he escapes that, you know, well, there's a better way to do a revolution. I can take over education. And I can push white skin privilege. We'll push a race war. And he did that in the 70s because that was already several decades old. That was from the beginning, the communist tactic to set our country on fire. As I played for you the clip the other day, G. Edward Griffin in the 1960s, talking about a book that had been written several years before by a black man who joined the Communist Party. And then he realized, wait a minute. These guys are just using us as useful idiots. They want a race war to destroy America. That's all they want, so they can get in power. And he wrote a book. The black man wrote a book. And so G. Edward Griffin was talking about that specific book and how they're setting up a race war. Then Bill Ayers makes it his blueprint. And, of course, he mentors Obama and all these other people who are in power. And so that's what they get. They get these white students out there threatening that woman in a restaurant, you put your fist up like it's black power. They're all white. They're all white. And they're pushing white skin privilege has been pushed on them so much that they actually must think, like Rachel DeLisle, that they're black. I don't know what the deal is. a lot of black people have said, I don't see any black people out there. I see a bunch of white liberals. And that's a bunch of white liberals who are getting violent. A bunch of white Marxist liberals who have been trained in the schools. And so what do the Republicans do? The Republicans say, well, you know, we need to get the schools back open again. We got to figure out a way that we can get these schools back open again. This is how out of touch they are with reality. They hope that you don't realize what they've created. They're part of the friendly opposition, right? I mean, the Republicans will complain about the end product of the schools, but then they want to fund the schools and reopen them again. Jim Jordan, don't you realize what's going on? Unbelievable. Unbelievable what they sell. So, we're not in this together. Lunatic farmer. How many times have you heard lockdown proponents, politicians, bureaucrats give this the little prep talk? We're all in this together. Well, it's not true. And you hear this in the PSAs. We've got to do this. We've got to do this together, together. Right? This collective mindset. And so he refers back to Doug Casey and talks about some of his personal experiences. He said, as Doug Casey's pointed out, we're not in this together. The politicians and the bureaucrats are not losing their jobs. Politicians and bureaucrats are not losing their savings. Politicians and bureaucrats are not losing their perks. They're in a special protected class, an elite place, above and beyond the fallout that they create. I wonder how long the lockdowns and the draconian measures would last if these folks suffered like the rest of us, if they were watching their perks, their wealth vanish. If they were furloughed from jobs or lost their businesses, how long would they continue to believe the current unorthodox narrative? And, you know, I just stop and think about the fact that when you had the corrupt FBI official fired and how incensed, I mean, even the other FBI agents said, this guy's a piece of trash. But how incensed the public servants were, right? Quote-unquote servants. Those bureaucrats, they believe they have lifetime employment. And boy, you can't fire. I don't care if he created, if he committed crimes. You don't fire him. And he points out, he said, this evening we've hired Dick Cheatham, historical impersonator extraordinaire, to entertain our extended community, portraying himself as John Rolfe, husband of Pocahontas and the first farmer of Virginia. He's been out of work for months. It wears on you. It makes you doubt if you're relevant. It makes you doubt if anyone cares about your passion or your interest anymore. These government politicians and officials, on the other hand, enjoy incredible popularity and even more importance than before, because with a stroke of a pen, they wield immense power. And that's what you see them bragging about. Oh, we can get you a check faster than the Democrats can. Or we can do it faster than the Republicans can. See, it's my pen. That's what you depend on to live.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
You can really break civilizations down into two types: predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're not in this together. We're under their thumb. As I was just reading this editorial from the Lunatic Farmer. With a stroke of a pen, these politicians and bureaucrats who have made out pretty well with this. You know, as we look at this, President Trump is talking about, look at this, the stock market came back up in spite of all the bad news. Why? Because this is not an economic recovery. It's an economic redistribution from the middle class to the rich. As they incite the lower classes to fight with each other on the streets. With the stroke of a pen, they wield immense power. Everyone fawns over them, over their every thought, as their egos get stroked by the doting press and the peasants waiting for edicts from on high. And we got new edicts from on high. We now have Eric Schmidt that's put himself out there, the former head of Google, the guy who went to the Obama White House over 200 times while he was head of Google. He's now out there holding court like Bill Gates because, folks, we're in a technocracy now. The corporations and the technocrats who run the internet are going to run our lives. And so we should listen to them. They may not know anything about science, and they may not know anything about medicine, but they know how to get us under their control, and they know how to kill us. And so we should understand what they're doing, and we should listen to them. I don't respect what they're saying, but understand what they're saying. Anyway, he goes on to say, meanwhile, the rest of us, pummeled by regulation after new regulation, try to adjust and to survive. I just pointed out yesterday how in China, had a listener send me this thing from Shanghai saying, okay, you know, you want to travel around China? Well, here's what it's going to take. You got to go, you got to get this pass from this bureaucrat and that pass from that, this health inspection, this green card over here, show your travel history, show your medical history, make sure you're being tracked everywhere and so forth. And then here are the areas that you definitely don't want to go here. Maybe this one, but no, not that one either. And if you don't want to get caught up in this deep, deep surveillance, maybe you just should stay home. And as they're going through all these complicated regulations to get on a plane, to get on a train, to get into a hotel. They said, well, you know, in the time that it's taken you to read this, they've probably changed these regulations. And in many cases, they won't tell you what the new regulations are. Because that goes back to what I've said many times about the income tax code, where this all really began, where we started having bureaucracies regulate and tax us without any input from our elected representatives. So we wound up not only with taxation without representation, but regulation without representation. And when you get a complicated tax code like the IRS has become, it's the same, you know, a complicated law, as the saying goes, a law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all, because then it becomes up to the individual whims of the bureaucrat that you're dealing with at the time. And now that's become the case with CPS taking your kids. Or, you know, any number of these different regulations. I know I covered an event one time where a politician wanted to shred the income tax code. And he couldn't find anybody at the IRS that could even tell him how many pages it was. So they called a whole bunch of people and they got their best guess estimate as to what it was. And then they shredded the equivalent number of phone books. Do you remember the phone books we used to have? Anyway, meanwhile, the rest of us are pummeled by regulation after new regulation. We try to adjust and survive, even though they're changing so rapidly that they're out of date before we can get the articles printed. Because it's just their whims. This Byzantine bureaucracy that we now have. We count our pennies. Indeed, how Starbucks is still in business is beyond me. We cut out every discretionary expense. We tighten our belts. We tell the children no. We hunker down. We keep our heads low. We try to figure out one day at a time how to make do. At the very beginning of this, if you recall, I suggested that for every two or three private sector job losses, there should be corresponding one job loss from the government. Instead, the government is taxing us to death, printing worthless money by the boatloads and hiring more bureaucrats than ever. My wife sent me a job listing. I forget the jurisdiction, but it was just nothing but government hiring. Nobody's hiring but the government, and they're hiring big time. Hiring big time. As we have this downward spiral of our country, government is soaring, and that's the cause of the downward spiral. Now, no, dear folks, we're not into this together. We're very much in this separately and segregated. Amazon thrives while Main Street starves. Carry out and dine through industrial fast food restaurants. Pick up the extra sales that were lost on the craft food. Dine in smaller establishments, the mom and pops. And they're going out of business by the hundreds of thousands. You know, we've got tragic stories, and I've got a clip to show you of a man brought to tears because the business that his mother and father started, that he's a middle-aged man, was just destroyed by rioters. And yet, how many times is that happening across the country because of government-mandated shutdowns for a virus that nobody's dying from? It's no worse than the flu. We have hundreds of people die every year from the flu. And yet, they are doing this to everybody. And what you don't see the burned out building when the government shuts the people down and takes their life's work, multiple generations' work. You don't see that. I've reported many times about restaurants that are multi-generational, just like this man's business has been burned down, being shut down by Republican governors, Republican presidents, and of course, the Democrats who are just salivating about this. But it's the fifth column, the traitors amongst us, that I'm concerned about. I can handle the people that come at me carrying their Antifa flag, wearing their Marxist uniforms, even though they tell us, you carry the red flag. but I can handle the people who come at me straight ahead. What I hate and what is even more dangerous are the fifth column people, the ones on the inside, the ones who stab you in the back because they have to get behind you before they can stab you in the back. It's one of the reasons why captured soldiers wearing uniforms are treated with a certain code of respect and limitations on what you can do to them. But spies and traitors are shot. You wonder why I'm more angry with the Republicans than I am with the Democrats at many times because of this? We know what the Democrats want to do. But it's these traitors amongst us. We keep hearing, trust the plan. That's a spy op. That is a spy op and a psy op. No, dear folks, we're not in this together. Nothing has bifurcated the culture like this. I would love to be going through this with the security of a politician or a government employee. Wouldn't you like to do that too? It's time to shout from the housetops, we're not in this together. Stop it with a PSA announcement. Stop it with the NPR and Pandora and all this other kind of stuff and all these ads that the government is paying. The government is paying them to tell we're all in it together. So let's all go down to the drugstore or the convenience store and get our new vaccines that haven't been tested. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Talk to the EMS, and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're going to deconstruct the mainstream propaganda, especially in the case of Emin Bundy. He was going to be our guest today. I'm not sure if he's going to make it or not. He was arrested yesterday defending free speech. And we're going to tell you what the press, the credentialed press there, and Fox News, how they spun the events of the last 2 days in Idaho. Very, very telling. But first, let's finish with what is going on. And I want to make a connection to the Chinese, to the globalists, to the CFR, and the technocrats who are running us into this. I had a listener send me a list of articles from Foreign Affairs. He has a subscription to. And I'm going to tell you one of them from the guy who said that history ended a couple of decades ago. Remember that? It's in the end of history. Said Fukuyama. We'll tell you what he thinks is going to be happening now. The pandemic and the political order, according to him, and according to the Council on Foreign Relations and the globalists and the technocrats that are imposing this. Peter Schiff says government is trying to replace the economy with a printing press. Yeah, we're not in this together, folks. And this is what they have planned for us. And he was spot on when he said, what is the government spending? You know, they're going to do this in a couple of different ways, the way they can pay for this. First of all, they could collect taxes legitimately by taking your money, or they could do it illegitimately by taking your purchasing power. They've decided to do the latter. To the extent, since they've embraced modern monetary theory, which is Keynesian economics, AOC. AOC to explain Keynesian economics to you. No, Milton Keynes. Anyway, it's Keynesian economics on steroids. It's not only, as John Maynard Keynes lied to everybody, the debt doesn't matter. It's just money that we owe ourselves. And now it's like, it doesn't matter at all. It's just magic money. Doesn't matter. That, by the way, has been embraced by both Republicans as well as the Democrats. And so if we're going to do that, if we're going to spend $1 trillion a month that we don't have, then why are we still taxing people at all? Well, it's simply to limit your choices, what you can do with the money. Because this is a war on we the people. This is a war on the middle class. This is a war on America conducted by our own people. The Civil War isn't coming. The Civil War has already started. Wars start with economic sanctions. Wars start with economic sieges to starve the people out. This war has been going on as a engaged war for 163 days now, in case you haven't noticed. Anyway, Peter Schiff says, I think the money that most people have, or at least that they think the money that they have, isn't going to be money much longer. The dollar is going to fall through the floor. Inflation is going to ravish the United States. What's about to happen is the world is going to go off the dollar standard and go back to the gold standard, and that's where we're headed. And I agree, except that I think that the first step is going to be obviously a cashless society, a global cashless society. They want that global ID. That was a part of the white paper that Mark Zuckerberg put out when he tried to establish his own cryptocurrency, Libra. One little sentence there that was the center core thing when he was making his appeal to various sovereign governments who want to have this power themselves. He said, this could be a de facto global ID, and that's exactly the point. Everything comes down to tracking and monitoring and controlling you, and nothing is going to control you better than a cashless society, a digital society. You can't do a run on the bank if it's just bits that are controlled by the central banks instead of those pieces of paper. And so he points out the government secure is what's going to kill the economy. Again, they can either collect taxes, which they're not going to do, or they can take away your purchasing power. But the amount of goods and services to buy has not expanded. The government doesn't print purchasing power. It only prints claims to the existing production supply of goods and services. So you understand that? You know, when they talk about the fact, well, you know, we're going to basically work our way up. First, we'll monetize the debt. We'll inflate it away so that we can pay it back with cheaper dollars. How's that? It's kind of like if you remember the 2008 Great Recession. And you had all the banks that were too big to fail. You know, the half dozen or so that had been created after Bill Clinton set off the consolidation of the banking industry by removing these prohibitions. You know, the first big one I noticed right away because it involved a big bank in North Carolina that I did business with. Nations Bank and Bank of America out of California, they were going to merge. And everybody was saying, well, you can't do that. That's going to set off a run of bank mergers, and you're going to wind up with only a half dozen giant banks, and all the other banks are going to go out of business. And they did eventually. I remember when Matt Drudge would, wake of the banking meltdown after 2007, 2008. Oh, look, you know, we had another 192 this year and 198 this next year and so forth. They're going out by the hundreds out of business, but not the big banks. They were too big to fail. And it was a guy by the name of Erskine Bowles, very heavily connected to the banking industry there in Charlotte, Nations Bank, who was on inside the Clinton White House. And so the Clintons okayed that. They removed the Glass-Steagall Act, so they allowed these big consolidated banks that were created to engage in dodgy financial instruments, and it was on. And then they said they're too big to fail, so we'll give them money. And then they came back and said, but we paid back all the money. You know how they paid it back? They paid it back with their 0% loans. And that's kind of what the Federal Reserve does when they monetize the debt. Oh, yeah, we'll pay back that money. We'll just print more of it. How about that? And we'll create inflation. The problem is that for this Ponzi scheme to work, you actually have to be producing goods and services. And they have their knee on the throat of the people who produce the goods and services now. That's a big part of the problem. The government is trying to replace the economy that produces goods and services with just having a printing press. And as Peter Schiff says, this is going to hit people like a ton of bricks, and they're not going to see it coming. Once the dollar is just another currency, it's all over. It's the end of the game for America. Because we can't consume unless we produce. Now we can't borrow unless we save. And we've been getting a free ride on the global gravy train, and that train ride is coming to an end. Good example of this. American Airlines warns the administration, keep bailing us out, or at least another 19,000 more jobs are going to be gone. You know, give me money or I'm going to shoot these employees in the head. They don't ask to have the regulations taken off. Isn't that interesting? American Airlines, Delta, and all these different, they don't ask for freedom. They ask for subsidies. This is what's happened to our country, and it's happened to us globally. So, to these CFR articles from Foreign Affairs, just recently came out, August 23rd. So these are right there. Very first one. The pandemic and the political order, it takes a state. Oh, yeah, see? It takes a village to raise your kids. And according to these CFR globalists, it takes a state to save us from a mysterious disease. And in this, he says, this crisis is going to be protracted. It's going to be measured in years rather than quarters. It appears to be less deadly than the feared, but very than we feared, but it's very contagious and it's transmitted asymptomatically. Why are we afraid of it then? Why are we doing this? Well, you know, the case fatality rate is less than the flu, as the CDC says. And so it's not deadly like we thought it was. But we say that it's very contagious. Why do we say it's very contagious? Well, you know, because we have these people who don't even have symptoms. They're asymptomatic, and they're passing it to other people who are asymptomatic. And the only reason we know this is because we got tests that we're abusing and misusing.
Incrementalism. The inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality. vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
These people, these globalists, are so excited. They just cannot help but monologuing like supervillains. I mean, we have Bill Gates doing one interview after the other. Now Eric Schmidt is out there talking about, oh, yeah, things are bad. I always told you this was going to happen, and now it's working out just like I planned, right? And we've got people at the Council on Foreign Relations doing that as well. As I was saying before we went to break, this article from Francis Fukuyama. I remember a couple of years ago, he said, well, it's the end of history. No, it's not the end of history. It's the end of civilization is really what we're talking about here. And he's very happy about that. And he goes on to say, this crisis will be protracted. It will be measured in years rather than quarters. Years. I mean, they're not even talking about, well, you know, it's just going to be a couple of weeks. We've got to shut everything down because we've got the surge of this new flu that's going to come through. It looks like it's pretty dangerous because the Chinese told us so. I'm going to talk about that as well. Now, the Chinese have engineered this from the very beginning. They have been part of the engineering of this. They've also been the model for the globalists in terms of doing that. So we're going to get into that as well. But it was just going to be a couple of weeks. Well, you know, give us a couple more months. It might be another quarter or two. Now they're saying it's not going to be quarters. It's going to be years. So we're hearing this over and over again. 2 years at least. It was just a couple of weeks ago, we were hearing 2 months. And before that, we heard 2 weeks. So do you think this is really going to end soon? No, they're telling you, even if they come up with a vaccine and require that for you to go about your business, that's not going to stop it. See, the masks are required, but the masks aren't going to stop it. We have to have the vaccine next. Oh, but now we're told the vaccine isn't going to stop it either because it is a new world order that they're ushering in. And along with that new world order, as Fukuyama is saying, that we're going to have the business failures, devastation for entire industries, supply chains shut down. This is why, folks, You really need to make sure that you're prepared. You got to have clean water. You got to have clean food. And you got to have firearms to protect that water and food. And you got to have associations within your community, because you're not going to be able to do this by yourself. I mean, just take a look at these mobs that are roaming the streets now. So you got to take all of the whole prepper mindset, food, water, ammunition, and friends. Okay? You got to get through this and start preparing now. As a matter of fact, you know, when we look at this, and I'll just give you the plug right now, because the stuff that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com is what supports this program. And you're not going to have any pro-liberty, pro-human news if you lose the independent press. We're going to talk about Ammon Bundy and the independent press and the struggle there, how he got arrested yesterday by Republicans in Idaho and defended by Fox News. They defended not Ammon Bundy, of course. They attacked Ammon Bundy and the people who are pushing back against the lockdown. So you want to make sure that you've got pro-liberty, pro-human communications and news that are out there as they take this down. And so it's the products that we sell there. But, you know, we had a big run on storable food a couple of months ago. We got 8 to 10 weeks behind. Everybody was storing food. And now everything is kind of caught up and everybody's, all right, we're good now. Looks like, you know, November should be all over. You know, once this election happens, you know, Trump wins, he'll fix everything. If the Democrats lose, they'll stop the ridiculous regulations. It isn't going to work that way. I think it's going to intensify. And so you need to prepare now. Right now, while it's just 1 to 2 weeks out to get the stuff, because it's still pretty heavy in terms of people understanding this. And look, I hope I'm wrong. I hope you get this fixed. But you you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst, right? And if you don't need it, this stuff lasts for 25 years. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Made in America, non-GMO, will last for 25 years if you don't need it. But folks, now is the time. If you've never been a prepper, you need to prep. Got to make sure you got clean water. Get a gravity feed water filter. We sell those as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a gravity feed water filter that you don't need to have power. Make sure you got storable food. Make sure that you've got associations with people where you can get some of the things that you want to get, like eggs or whatever. But you've got your basic storable foods there, so you're not going to starve. If you want to get in a food line at a food bank, you got your mask, you got your immunity passport there. I'm sorry, no food. They're not going to take care of you. We're not in this together. You're in this by yourself or with your friends in your community. But the politicians do not have your back. Just understand that. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, just 1 to 2 weeks to get storable food. All right, let's talk about what Francis Fukuyama is saying. Again, the crisis will be protracted, he says, measured in years rather than quarters. And then this amazing statement here at the beginning of it. The virus appears to be less deadly than feared, but it's very contagious and often transmitted asymptomatically. What are we worried about? It's not deadly. And even if you catch it, you don't even know you got it. Why are we fearing a disease like that? I had it. I didn't know I had it. You got it? You didn't know you had it. I didn't know I had it until I got tested because I was going to go on Air Force One. You can't trust the tests. As a matter of fact, I got a whole segment about that. About the testing for everybody, which is what they're pushing out there now. That's one of the things that Eric Schmidt is pushing. One of the things that Bill Gates is pushing. And of course, this is being pushed by the WHO. It's one of the reasons why America looks like it is Typhoid Mary now, because we're testing everybody. And the tests can't be trusted. They got 77 NFL players that tested positive. And they said, that doesn't seem right. None of them are sick. Big strapping, healthy, young NFL players. Let's test them again. Yeah, none of them are positive. It's like Russian roulette to go get tested. Because if you get tested positive, oh, now you got problems. You're going to be tracked everywhere. You might be imprisoned in a FEMA camp. That's what they're doing around the world to people. So anyway, he says, and he contrasts it to Ebola, which I find to be very interesting. And I have made this contrast many times myself. Take a look at the difference between the way Obama and Fauci and this piece of filth in Dallas, Clay Jenkins, responded to Ebola versus the way they responded to this disease that's not deadly, but transmitted asymptomatically, they claim. And this is what Francis Fukuyama says. He says, well, you know, Ebola is highly lethal. Victims die quickly before they can pass it on. COVID-19 is just the opposite. It's not lethal, but you pass it on and you don't even know you got it. So what do we do? Well, in Dallas, Clay Jenkins puts a $5,000 fine, I think it was, and tries to lock up Shelley Luther for opening up her hair salon. The same guy, Clay Jenkins, back when Ebola came to town in the form of an illegal immigrant from Africa, said, well, you know, he goes over to the apartment after the guy's taken to the hospital and dies and infects two nurses. He goes over there and he tells everybody, don't worry, we're going to keep the football games going. We got thousands of doctors and nurses here in Dallas. And we got lots of hospitals, and the mainstream media just, look at this guy. He is just, he's keeping everybody calm in the face of a very serious pandemic. He's telling everybody that's worried about this that you're xenophobic and racist. And then Obama came to town, and Obama congratulated him for being a paragon of courage in the face of a pandemic like Ebola that kills 80% of the people, liquefying their organs and having them puking out their organs and liquefied manner blood and guts at your mouth. A horrible way to die. And yeah, you know, if you get upset about that, you're racist. You don't like illegal immigrants coming in with Ebola. And you want to test people at the border for Ebola? Are you kidding me? You fascist Republicans. And now look at this. It's like, you know, well, you know, Obama wants to keep the borders open even for Ebola, but, you know, President Trump didn't lock the borders down quickly enough for a disease that nobody knows they've got. You got to have a test that's misused in order to even know that you've got it. And Fauci was right there at the center. Fauci and Francis Collins, right there through all of that. So, yeah, let's talk about the difference between Ebola and COVID. Exactly. But they're saying, oh, well, it's not a problem. You know, Ebola, you die right away, so you can't pass it on. Well, then how in the world did you get an epidemic? Because Fauci told us it was an epidemic. And the World Health Organization told us it was an epidemic. Were they lying about Ebola? Were they lying about SARS? About MERS? About COVID-19? Yes, yes, yes. All of the above. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, there's some music from The Matrix as we go into The Matrix. And let's take a look at the matrix of information coming out of the CFR. Again, we have this story, the pandemic and the political order. In order for us to be able to stop the pandemic and to have political order, it takes a state. And again, that is true. You know, we do need to have a state in order to protect our individual liberties, but that's not what Francis Fukuyama is talking about. It's more like the village that Hillary Clinton imagined. And we look at some of these other titles here. Democracy versus the pandemic. The coronavirus is emboldening autocrats the world over. Well, now that sounds good. I mean, that sounds like something that I would write. Only problem is that when you look at these people's articles from CFR, and maybe I'm wrong because I haven't read any of these articles except for Fukuyama, but I suspect they kind of take the same tact that Fukuyama does. Any nationalists, anybody who talks about America, or they talk about Hungary or Poland or Austria or Germany or Britain or whatever, if you are a nationalist and not a globalist, then you are an autocrat, because only the nationalists are autocrats. So the globalists, they're friendly. You know, they're your friendly neighborhood globalist. That says it takes a world government to stop all of this stuff. A pandemic hasn't killed populism. See, that's the very next article. We got to kill populism. And we got to try harder with this pandemic. Maybe we need to step it up. Maybe we need another pandemic from Bill Gates and Eric Schmidt and so forth. After the lockdowns, demagogues will likely resurge. There you go. That's typical CFR stuff right there. China's troubling vision for the future of the public health. Why Beijing's surveillance model must not become the world's. Well, maybe again, maybe they threw in a libertarian article here. Looking at individual liberty, decrying the surveillance state, that would be new. Because most of the establishment media is saying, look at what China did. Not only did they do the right thing by locking down cities like we've never, ever seen before in history, but they also set up a surveillance state, and that is going to be our salvation. See, it saved China. Except the whole thing was a fraud, and we're going to break that down coming up in the next segment. How the Chinese played everybody. Everybody. I suspect that rather than be a libertarian bent in this article, talking about how awful China is, I seriously doubt you're going to see that in CFR publication. Instead, probably what they're doing is they're rolling this out like Hollywood does. You know, they'll do the Terminator movie where Skynet becomes self-aware and you get the killer robots, the autonomous killer robots and all this other kind of stuff. But don't worry. Because we got one lone human and he's going to take this down. And so, we, you know, oh, this is what the future is going to look like. Oh, no, don't worry. You'll be able to stop this. Just got to get the right guy in Washington to defend you. And then the last one, dictator's last stand. The new autocrats are weaker than they look. Well, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. These autocrats are, as we look at this, the only thing that's really going to stop this is God. Right? God laughs at these people who make their plans for world government. He will have the final say. And he will have the final say over each and every one of us because it is our depravity as a society that is bringing this on, this judgment on us. But this is the way Fukuyama sees it. He says, a protracted crisis will mean more business failures, devastation for industries, supply chains, shopping malls, retail chains, travel. With the technology giants gaining most as all digital interactions become more important. In other words, they are shoving us into their little digital world. This whole thing was rope-a-dope from DARPA from the very beginning. Come on in. Everything is free. It's free to use. You got free speech. But
it's a trap.
It is a trap. It is a trap. And you heard it right there from Lori Lightfoot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Global distribution of power will continue to shift eastward. East Asia has done better at managing this situation, and China will benefit from the crisis. And let me tell you something. China is the one that managed this. They modeled it. They propagandized people on social media, beginning in Italy. Even the New York Times pointed that out. First, they modeled it. Said, look at this, we've got some mysterious new disease. We don't know what it is, but it is so serious. We're locking down a city of millions. What was it, 11 million or something there in Wuhan? And then they propagandized and pressured with social media, fake accounts, Italy, to lock it down. And use that, say, and people said, look, it's happened in China, it's happened in Italy, and then Fauci and the WHO tell President Trump, and we got a simulation from the Imperial College of London, never mind the fact that they couldn't get the same answer two times in a row with their garbage program. Never mind the fact that their assumptions were BS from the beginning, and they were identified as that. Not only did Edinburgh call out the Imperial College of London, saying, this is an absolute piece of trash, this software model. The way the thing works, it doesn't work. You can give it the same input, and it'll give you a different output every time. So the computer software didn't work. The assumptions were false, as Ioannidis at Stanford University pointed out. And yet, Fauci and the World Health Organization and Birx and all these people said, look what happened in China. Look what happened in Italy. Look what the World Health Organization is. Look at the simulations. We got this computer printout. You know, garbage in, garbage out. But we got this computer printout from the Imperial College of London. President Trump says, well, I had two very smart people tell me that I had to do this. So we're recommending that everybody shut this stuff down. I'm not doing it. It's the governors who are doing it. As a matter of fact, Fukuyama, see, when you try to appease these people, like Neville Chamberlain, like President Trump, you don't get any kisses for that. They throw brickbats at you, and they're doing it here again. As Fukuyama from the CFR said, the United States, in contrast, has bungled its response badly. Not like China. They did it the right way. Yeah, they tricked the world. They really did do it the right way. Not in the way that he's saying. You know, they didn't meet a real disease challenge and shut it down. No, they fooled the entire world. The globalists and the technocrats used China to fool the entire world. The president, he says, pushed responsibility onto the governors for making key decisions. Well, you know, Fukuyama, I know you probably don't care about the Constitution, and it is a dead letter at this point. America is done. It's a good plan for us to rebuild America, by the way. But it doesn't have anything to do. The Constitution doesn't have anything to do with America today. And I'll show you what's going on in Iowa so you understand that. I'm not Iowa, Idaho. But we do have a 10th Amendment. And so the governors do need to do that. That's one of the reasons why they planned for this just before 9/11. They wrote the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act and they pushed it out to the states after 9/11, after they pulled that BS off. And then they told everybody, well, you better, you know, because the next one's going to be a bioterror attack. How did they know that? Well, because they were the ones that were going to pull off that false flag. And they've been planning on it for 20 years and training people to do exactly this. So Fukuyama criticizes President Trump because he pushed responsibility on the governors for making key decisions. And I blame him for not defending our liberties. He took an oath to the Constitution. And you go back and you look at what Eisenhower did. He used federal troops to protect the liberties of people who were not allowed to go to school because of the skin color that they had. President Trump, you need to defend our liberties, even if it is an authoritarian Republican governor like Abbott, who's become a big pharmaceutical whore like his predecessor, Rick Perry, pushing Gardasil. Why don't we have Texans as angry about what these people are doing with masks and are going to do with vaccines as we were about Gardasil? That was only 2011. Do you remember that? Do you remember when Rick Perry tried to force all Texas school kids to get HPV vaccines made by his friends at Gardasil? Do you remember that scandal? Well, evidently President Trump doesn't, because he made him part of his administration. Or maybe he knows. I don't know. The bottom line is that what Rick Perry was doing, and it was outrageous at the time, was he was saying, you're all the girls, all the little girls, even if they're, prepubescent, because they'll probably be having sex. We're going to teach them that they should be having sex in this brave new world, these brave new schools. They should be having sex before puberty. And so let's make sure that they have Gardasil to protect them against sexually transmitted diseases before puberty. And people say, what are you talking about? That carries a lot of risks. And why are you vaccinating kids who, should not be? You should be vaccinating them spiritually. You should be vaccinating them socially and psychologically and educationally against premarital sex, prepubescent premarital sex. No, instead you're going to vaccinate them with a dangerous toxic drug. What are you talking about? And he rolled it back. But you know what's happened now? It was just a year ago, as I pointed out, that you had the most radical states in America. Places like California, New York, Massachusetts were saying, well, you're going to have a vaccine. Everybody's going to have a MMR vaccine. You're going to have measles vaccines before you can go to school. I'm saying, what? And here we are a year later, Texas is doing that. Texas is doing that. Has anybody said anything about this? Uh-uh. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody in the free independent media is really even talking about it either. It's okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. We've accepted in just 1 year, we've accepted that, okay, it's okay for the governor of Texas now to force vaccines on people as a condition to get an education. And now, places like Massachusetts, so we're just forcing it on students as a condition to go to school. Now they're telling all residents you're going to have to get the new untested COVID vaccine, a vaccine that was rushed to the market by President Trump, funded tens of billions of dollars by President Trump. And now the Massachusetts Democrats are going to say, you got to take that. Every resident's going to have to take it. And we're going to force you to take that. We're going to mandate that. And we're going to force you to take it. And, the pedophile lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, defender of Jeffrey Epstein, says, well, yeah, I'll defend Jeffrey Epstein, but I will defend the government's right to drag you out of your house and force you to take a vaccine, to jam that into your arm. That's where we are. So, when you look at that, I guess, freedom-loving Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling everybody, oh, you got to have a vaccine, a measles vaccine to go to school. I guess that's not any big deal anymore, right? It's just how they've moved your expectations, how they've enslaved you mentally. So the president tries to play ball with him, and they come back and they kick him for pushing the responsibility off to the governors. I push him for not shutting down those governors, for not defending our liberties against governors like Greg Abbott, who are taking them. Not just the Democrats. Again, the Democrats tell you they're going to take your, the Republicans tell you, oh, we're going to defend your freedoms. Isn't it nice that we live, wave the American flag and talk about pledging the allegiance, to the flag and the Republic, not to the Constitution, of course. They don't have any allegiance to the Constitution. But, we can have our little political party, our little Zoom conference, They can get up and give their little speeches and show their family and all that kind of stuff, but defend our liberties and our economy and our lives. Yeah, they're going to kick you to the curb. They already have. And so Fukuyama says the pandemic could lead to the United States' relative decline. They're hoping that, and it's already working. The erosion of order, the resurgence of fascism around the globe, it could also lead to a rebirth of liberal democracy. Oh, yeah, well, it could happen that way, too. It's all sitting on the edge of a knife. As a matter of fact, he goes on to say, just as the Great Depression not only produced fascism, but it also reinvigorated liberal democracy. So can the pandemic produce some positive political outcomes? Yes, that's true. But you know what he doesn't talk about and what he forgets to mention is that World War II was part of that. We had to fight World War II in order to reinvigorate democracy and take it back from fascism. That's coming too.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president, that's what she said on CBS News, and that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen, and the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T, and our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Chief, we've identified the culprit. It's chaos. And we better get smart. And let me tell you where the chaos is coming from. It's coming from China. As a matter of fact, we just had a listener in China send me a video of a press conference. You had a questioner ask a Chinese official, well, you know, we've seen this Belt and Road Initiative, and we've got the Confucius, what do they call it? It's a Confucius program or whatever it is. It's, basically, they're doing it in Australia, they're doing it in the U.S., and they are buying influence in the universities so they can propagandize people there. But they're, it's part of the Confucius program to confuse us. It's just the accent. You thought they were saying Confucius. No, it's like, we're going to confuse you and tell us that, you know, this COVID-19 thing is really dangerous, and you got to lock down your cities, and you need to surveil your citizens. You need to get drones to follow people. You need to have passports to travel inside the country, everywhere, immunity passports, all this stuff. And so he replies to this reporter, and he plays a little semantics game. He says, well, you know, we talk about etymology, and there's a difference between interference and influence, right? You may not understand difference between interference and influence, but we know the difference. And then he goes on to say that if you don't accept foreign influence, you're not going to have any economic affluence. And this is happening in the only Australian state that has accepted Chinese money, $1 trillion in money for their infrastructure, the Belt and Road Initiative. And it is there, that you have the premier doing these draconian lockdowns, probably the most draconian lockdowns you see anywhere yet outside of China. This guy's become the handmaid of these people. So here he is, monologuing like a supervillain, video clip number 7.
You're saying, and it is very clear, as I said in my speech, the policy of non-interference into other countries' internal affairs is a perennial principle of our foreign policy since the start.
Oh, yeah, they would never interfere.
Since the beginning of the People's Republic of China.
Still let the people in Hong Kong.
Miss, if I may, there's a strong distinction between the word interference and influence. For me, from etymological point of view, influence carries a neutral meaning, means a natural flow of exchange and contact with mutual effect. So I don't think China will register such quick development if we don't accept, absorb some foreign influence. And I don't think Australia will enjoy today's
like $1 trillion, we tell you what to do.
Cultural diversity and intellectual richness without accepting foreign influence from outside this continent. We have become so close. We are the biggest trade partner. So it is natural that people are more and more acquainted with the fresh ideas and views from the other side, and also
fresh ideas and views from China.
The way of seeing and doing things. But I think
lockdown.
People are smart enough to decide
tracking.
What influence is good
social
and
credit.
Worth conceding and what is bad and must be fended off. The key is we do not impose one's idea
after
the other and say, only mine is the right, you are wrong. So, and I know some people do not like some of the ideas from China and Chinese people, even if it is the mainstream thinking of my people and Chinese expatriates all around the world. Particularly on those on political and social structure. It is our people's choice. So, but I think it can be faithfully and candidly presented to the Australian public. It will not affect Australians' own choice of your political and social structure. I don't see any reason for whining about your constitutional fragility and your intellectual vulnerability. We will promote this exchange. Understanding China better will not undermine Australia's future.
That's right. You know, there's some things in China that maybe you want them, maybe you don't. I mean, you know, it's actually worked out pretty well for people in power like him and like Xi. You know, you can arrest your political opponents. You can use slave labor to make yourself wealthy. You can create a kind of economic fascism where the government has a very, very tight, corrupt partnership. As a matter of fact, you don't do anything there unless you've got some government politicians as part owners. You can build your fortunes on piracy of intellectual property and copyrights, build it with slave labor. You can give social credits to the people who do what you want. They can go anywhere, but the people that you don't like and the people who say things that you don't like, they will not move an inch. You can do all of this, but you know, you don't have to. But if you don't want our money, if you don't want our $1 trillion U.S. dollar, we've got trillion U.S. dollar here. You want economic affluence? You need to accept Chinese influence as well. And that is good thing. And he plays this nuance word. Influence, interference. It's not the same. No, it's exactly what is happening. Because take a look. As a matter of fact, I've talked about this many times. I've said this has been the model and so forth. Gateway Pundit went back and took the Twitter thread that was put out yet again by Michael P. Zinger. And I had not seen his Twitter thread before this, but he came to the same conclusion I did. And he has a thread of about five tweets that they put into this article. Going back, he retweeted June 10th, a New York Times article by Paul Moser, a smoking gun on the genesis of the coronavirus lockdowns. According to the article, the CCP, and this is a New York Times article, the Communist Chinese Party launched a massive social media campaign in Italy to advertise its coronavirus lockdown measures in early March. So they modeled it for everybody, and then they used social media influence. And if they give $1 trillion to Australia to get the politicians there, how much money do you think they gave to Jack at Twitter? The fact that CCP's disinformation campaign focused on Italy is crucial. Italy was the first country outside of China to lock down, and the rest of the world followed their lead. And that's why I had John Rappaport on. John Rappaport wrote the article, said, look here, we've got the first. And they got weekly summaries of the people who are dying from COVID-19. And you can see that they're 80 years old and older. And that they've got multiple comorbidities, between 2 and 3 comorbidities. We would call that natural causes typically. And we had 2 one-week summaries from Italy prior to that. I had John Rappaport on. We talked about that. And that we talked about that just before Trump and Fauci locked our country down with these lies coming out of China. They modeled this, they pushed it on Italy, and then nobody wanted to pay any attention to that. Now we've got some Italian politicians hopping mad, but nobody's paying attention to them. They're still going down that path. They said, you lied about 25,000 deaths. You lied about this. We know this now. Well, we knew it actually before it happened in the U.S.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs, and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We were talking about the Chinese, how they modeled this, how they rolled it out, and as they wanted to roll it out, even the New York Times. Back in June 10th, I mean, we're talking about more than 2 months ago, pointed out how the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, had used a massive social media disinformation campaign to put pressure on Italian officials to copy the model that they had shown everybody in China. And they did this to get them to enforce these lockdown measures in March. As they were rolling this out. And as they continued down this path, doing that in early March, he also goes on to, and this is a Michael P. Singer, Gateway Pundit article here, the sheer scale of this operation and the number of accounts involved, writes Michael Singer, and its influence around the world is really remarkable. Thousands of accounts tweeting incessantly about COVID hysteria, then pivoting to incessant Black Lives Matter and anti-police propaganda in every country after that. Because, you know, we got Black Lives Matter and statues being torn down and riots and so forth, not, you know, just in the town where you have an alleged incident happen, but it's happening across the United States, but across the world. Across the world. It's being driven by these, by Chinese influence. And you just heard the Chinese official there, you know, where they have their biggest success there in Victoria, Australia, Melbourne, in the state of Victoria, where the corrupt officials there, they signed on to $1 trillion of money from China, the Belt and Road Initiative. Now, I wonder, you know, when there's a $1 trillion deal like that, I wonder how much money the lobbyists get. I wonder how much money goes into the accounts of the politicians. Yeah, because you're talking about $1 trillion. I mean, nobody'd miss $1 billion. Yeah, that's only one out of every $1,000. Could you take, if you got a stack of $1,000, do you think you could sneak one of those out of there? Nobody'd notice? Yeah, probably. Probably. Anyway, they go on to say, the day after the New York Times article was published, Twitter suspended over 170,000 fake Chinese accounts. See, problem solved. No, actually. As Michael Zinger points out, but none of the fake accounts involved in the ring described above were suspended. Let me repeat this. So they get an expose in the New York Times saying, look, China has deceived the world. First, they lobbied Italy to do exactly what they said and lock everything down. And then when they got that, they start with the Black Lives Matter stuff and everything. But and so Twitter responds and says, okay, we got rid of 170,000 fake Chinese accounts that are part of this influence. Remember, the Chinese official just said, we talk about influence, not interference, right? And you want affluence, you get our influence. And they are making a lot of people very affluent as they influence our societal takedown. And none of the accounts described in this were taken down. Those 170,000 were different accounts. Finally, he says in a speech this morning, this is July the 7th, in a speech this morning at the Hudson Institute, FBI Director Chris Wray says that the Chinese communist specifically approached local politicians to endorse its COVID lockdowns. And how many people in the press have signed on to this? I have seen article after article from Bloomberg and all these establishment press. Look at the way the Chinese did it. You know, we always said it was kind of creepy the way they had these this biometric surveillance and watching everybody and the social credit system and so forth. But, you know, it works. And we're going to have that here. Remember when George W. Bush said, yeah, I wish I was like a Chinese dictator. I could just tell people what to do. Well, now we've got that, don't we? They've all been wanting to be like the Chinese, and we've now become like the Chinese. In fact, said Christopher Wray about almost 2 months ago, we have heard from federal, state, and even local officials that Chinese diplomats are aggressively urging support for China's handling of the COVID-19 crisis. Yes, this is happening at both the federal and state levels. Politicians and the press cheering what China has done. You've got an Italian doctor now who is coming out and warning citizens not to take the depopulation vaccine. And what he is saying is kind of interesting because, you know, he's saying the same thing I did. I said, COVID-19, what do they mean by that? Well, you got the coronavirus, V for vaccine, and then ID. You know, Bill Gates, ID 2020. And we all rolled this out in 19. His take on all this, the Italian doctor, he said, well, I think this stands for a certificate of vaccination identification. Basically, it's the same take on it. Number 19 stands for the year that the plan was created. No, it was created before that, actually. This was actually the year that they decided to launch it. It goes back to the end of the 1990s when they were rolling out UN Agenda 21 and then made it more specific about UN 2030. No, 2019 was the year that you had the Bilderberg meeting with Jared and Ivanka and Steve Mnuchin, and all of a sudden, everything changed with vaccines, and, you know, we're going straight out with this. And so you can't see that video because YouTube has taken it down. I wonder why they would do that. Well, we got Eric Schmidt, the guy who went to, as the CEO of Google, he went to the Obama White House more than 200 times. And now he is part of the pontificating technocratic elite, part of the technocracy that is going to tell us how to run our country. And they're going to roll this out through the bureaucrats and through the corporations. And he had this to say about testing. Let's play Eric Schmidt, video clip four.
There are plenty of states that don't have mask rules that are effective. That's idiotic. That's unsafe. And it's leading to people's deaths. That needs to get addressed. Part of the reason the Northeast rate has been so low has been because people went through a really traumatic experience in March and April, and they all understand. In New York, people are wearing masks, and they should continue. The real failure here is that we did a multi-trillion dollar bailout in March, April, May, and yet those in those trillions of dollars, we did not put in place the necessary structures to do rapid testing. There's plenty of technology that allows for rapid testing. And with rapid testing, corporations could open, people could go to work. The test specificity and accuracy of these testing systems is quite good now. However, they're not broadly available still. That's a tragedy. If it were the case that we had reasonably uniform mask-wearing rules and we had rapid testing, we could get back to work.
There we go.
Would you still invest in testing right now? You talk to a lot of venture capitalists. They say, look, if we spend the money now, it's possible that if there is a vaccine come 3 or 4 months from now, it might have actually been a bad investment to invest in testing. Though there's others who say, look, we're going to be dealing with this for many, many years. Continue to invest in the testing. We're going to be needing to do surveillance testing a year from now, even with a vaccine.
The virus will be with us in one form or another for the rest of our lives, hopefully under control, just like the flu. We will need forms of testing to make sure we keep it under control. The investment in such a thing is not only patriotic and good for humanity and a good moral thing to do, but it's going to be a very good business. Trust me, if you could bring out a reasonably accurate testing system or a reasonably good antiviral right now, you'd become a very, very wealthy person.
Oh, yeah. And if you come up with a government-subsidized vaccine for which you have no economic liability for the injury that you do, you might become a very wealthy person with that, too, don't you think? And, of course, it's your patriotic duty, you know, to wear a mask. It's funny. Eric Schmidt on the same page as President Trump and telling everybody exactly what we need to do because, you know, it's this testing that's going to continue the fear, the panic, the lockdown, the economic deprivation. Oh, the rest of your lives you'll have this. The rest of your lives. Yeah, quarters, years, you know, the World Health Organization says, you know, this is a once-in-a-century health crisis. It'll end in 2 years. No, no, no. Listen to Schmidt. He knows.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patent ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, you just heard Eric Schmidt. You know, even as we have Francis Fukuyama writing for the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, he says, well, this COVID thing, it's not going to be quarters. It's not going to last for quarters. It's going to last for years. The World Health Organization chief, Tedros, he says, well, I hope that this will end in 2 years. And then you just heard one of our global technocrat leaders, the people who are really going to be in charge of the, who already are in charge of the global government, who was their, people writing the essays at CFR are saying, you know, what? Well, this is going to be an opportunity for us to reinvent government, and we got to make sure that we crush populism. It's down, but it's not out. And we got to use this COVID-19 thing to crush populism. And so Eric Schmidt is saying, no, it's never going to end. It's never going to end. This is how we keep you under our control. And you can be very, very rich if you learn how to do testing, because that's going to be the key thing by which they keep you afraid. The justification for locking you down, because it's easily transmitted. And you don't even know if you got it because it's asymptomatic. And so you have to have the test because then we can tell you if you're sick because you can't feel it and it doesn't do anything to you. So, you know, we'll give you the cooties test, misuse the PCR test, according to the guy who won the Nobel Prize for inventing it. So you can't use it for that. So we'll give you the test. We'll tell you that you're sick and then tell you that we got to lock down the entire country, just like they did in New Zealand. Into martial law. FEMA camps. FEMA, you know, that conspiracy theory of FEMA camps that they used to laugh at us about? Oh, well, now they're real. Now they're real. We told you about that. And if you want to protect yourself again, you better start making preparations right now. You got a window of opportunity between now and November, especially. We now have storable food that is now only 1 to 2 weeks out It was between 8 to 10 weeks a couple of months ago. Now it's down to 1 to 2 weeks. You better sign up for this. We've got it available right now. And you're going to need this because this isn't going to end. The economic deprivation and hardship is not going to end. You're going to have to take care of yourself. There's no savior coming in Washington. Yeah, there's a savior, but he's not in Washington. He's not in politics. And so you need to take care of your family. You have a responsibility to take care of your family and others and join in a local community of people who can help each other. Barter your services. Learn how to support yourself. But right now, the most imperative thing is you've got to make sure that you've got water. Make sure you've got a gravity feed water filter. We sell those at InfoWarsStore.com as well, but we have the storable food now back in stock. If you don't need it, let's hope you don't. It'll last for 25 years. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. And it's going to last for 25 years. Once you open it up, it's got great packaging. You can reseal it, you know, for a couple of days till you're finished with it, that type of thing. But it's now back in stock on short supply. And it's what funds this program, this operation. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of health products to help you maintain your health, your immunity system naturally. The best way that you're going to fight any kind of disease that comes along is to make sure that you're in the best possible health. And so we have things to support your immune system, but you have to eat. You have to have food. You have to have water. You have to have the ability to defend yourself. You have to have a local community of other people because you can't do this by yourself. This is one of the reasons why they want to shut down the churches. This is one of the reasons why they don't want people meeting together, except unless you go through their digital portholes where they can watch you. And we've already seen in Australia people who are organizing an anti-lockdown meeting in person. You know, they're organizing through the internet. So what happened? Well, you had the police kick the door down, arrest them, and confiscate their computers. So start making these connections to people, these vital connections to resist the lockdown. We're going to talk about what happened in Idaho. Ammon Bundy was arrested in Republican Idaho, where they're trying to stop the Republican corruption there. The Republicans with their knees on the necks of the middle class, of the mom and pop businesses, with their knees on the neck of our Constitution and our individual liberties, to destroy our society from the ground up. We're going to give you, there's some great video that surfaced from some citizen journalists. And to defend the citizen journalists, Ammon Bundy got arrested. So we're going to show you what the mainstream media will not show you. And we're going to show you what Fox News and what the local press there were telling their people, how they lied to them about what happened there. I don't know if we're going to have Ammon Bundy on or not. We're supposed to have him at 9:30, evidently. He's arrested yesterday, and he's not going to be able to make it today. So when we look at this, as Ron Paul points out, he said the governments are faking it, and they're copying each other. And we know where that all came from. It came from China. China modeled it. They pushed it out on social media. Italy adopted that. They're all copying each other, and they're faking it. Tucker Carlson points out a couple of days ago on the 24th, I think he did this. He said the World Health Organization is now linking the coronavirus to the climate change. He says, for Dr. Tedros and for Bill Gates, the pandemic and the climate change share a very different connection. Both of them are useful pretexts for mass social control. Both are essentially unsolvable crises that they can harness to bypass democracy and to force powerless populations to obey their commands. Well, he's getting there. He's getting there. Yeah, Tucker, it's the MacGuffin. It's the MacGuffin. As I point out, this long-term plan, UN 2030, everything that they wanted there, including taking away everybody's jobs, replacing people with AI and robotics, and then pacifying people with universal basic income, that's all been done. Every one of these UN 2030 agenda items, which are going to be done to save the planet for climate change, they just pulled out that excuse and they inserted a phony virus. You can't see the climate change. You can't see the virus. It's perfect. You have to trust the people in authority because they have all science. And if you question their science, if you question their statistics, if you question the numbers that they give you, right? Well, that, you know, you are a fraud. You're a conspiracy theorist. You've got to be silenced on social media. And so it's perfect. Anybody who opposes the authorities, anybody who is skeptical of their science, whether it's about climate change or about this virus, oh, you have to be shut down. And oh, by the way, the solution is the same, as I've said many times. It doesn't matter if it's going to be a global ice age or it's going to be all of the ice caps are going to melt and we're going to flood the world with global warming, or if it's just climate change, or now it's the virus. They just take the MacGuffin, and the solution always remains the same. Whether we're going to freeze, or whether we're going to burn up, or whether we're going to get a fever from a virus, it's all the same thing. Same solution for every one of any problem. Same solution. Technocracy. Give up your freedoms. Give up your independence. Put them in charge. So yeah, it's going to end in 2 years. He hopes. But Eric Schmidt is the one you should be listening to. Eric Schmidt, Bill Gates, they're the ones that, although they're not doctors, everybody listens. And so you got to have your masks. You got to take your tests. We're going to be doing tests for everybody. You're going to be really rich. You should take this investment advice. And actually, Eric Schmidt was on an investment program. And so he was giving people, you know, you want to make some good investments. You want to invest in the companies that are going to be manufacturing tests, because there's going to be tests every day for everyone, everywhere, all the time. It's kind of like the Immunization Agenda 2030 from Bill Gates. And the slogan for that one was, everyone, everywhere, every age, vaccinated with every vaccine. Every. And everybody's going to be tested too. Every job, everybody who wants to travel, everybody who wants to go to school, everybody will be tested. If you do any of those activities, and they will test you all the time, everywhere, constantly. And so you want to buy stock in the companies that are making these tests, says Eric Schmidt, because that's going to be their portal of control. Oh, you might have the disease. I think you need a soul vaccination. If you ain't bugging, you got the disease. Roll up your sleeve. Get in line. Everybody, get in line. It's soul vaccination time. But it's not going to be just one vaccination. It's not going to be S-O-L-E. Yeah, they're coming after your S-O-U-L. It is a satanic agenda. It is a globalist new world order. As a matter of fact, Biden, Harris, and Satan. And he has the E like a scepter there. Yeah, three for the price of two.
This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites. And because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Taking a stand against COVID-19. Talking about how we've got to ease up on this. Yeah, it's kind of a domino theory of fear. The Chinese modeling this, and Van Morrison is taking a lot of heat from The Guardian. It said, Van Morrison blasts the COVID gig limits as pseudoscience. He's actually right. But what they try to do is on The Guardian, they ignore what he has to say. And they say, well, there's some people on social media that don't like what he has to say. Would that be some of the hundreds of thousands of Chinese social media influencers who pushed Italy, prodded them into a lockdown? Would they be attacking Van Morrison now? Good for you, Van. 74-year-old Northern Irish singer. I particularly like that song. It's one that used to play in the band that I was in college. We did covers of that. Van Morrison says this is not a sign of compliance or acceptance of the current state of affairs. This is to get my band up and running and out of the doldrums. This is also not the answer to go forward. We need to be playing to full capacity audiences going forward. None of this stuff where you put people in little confined cages out in the field to do a limited amount of, limited concert and so forth. And, so he gets a lot of heat from The Guardian. But, Van, we stand with you. He says, I call on my fellow singers, musicians, writers, producers, promoters, and others in the industry to fight with me on this. Come forward. Stand up. Fight the pseudoscience. Speak up. Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber and myself appear to be the only people in the music business trying to get it back up and running again. Come forward. It's not economically viable to do socially distanced gigs. Come forward now. The future is now. And he was part of the march against the lockdowns and the masks and so forth in Ireland that I reported on that happened over the weekend. So good for him. I mentioned, Doug Stone from here in Austin talking about how he did a concert and he got he didn't get a lot of people. Look, you have trolls who come out. Most of the people who like you, they don't come out and say anything. You're going to get a lot of hits from people if you do anything. And a lot of those hits are coming from political operatives. They're coming from fake accounts who are pushing this. Just understand that. You got to have a thick skin, Van. You got to have a thick skin, Doug. You got to understand, just as we do, that a lot of these accounts that are coming after you are paid to do that. They don't have a life. They've got a job in this lockdown, and their job is to keep pushing this lockdown. And so a lot of the trolls that you get on the internet, that's really where they're coming from. And then remember that the other ones who genuinely believe this stuff have been totally gaslighted by the professional trolls and the people on CNN and Fox News and the mainstream media that are pushing all this stuff. So you just dismiss all of it. The people are either CIA operatives or they've been totally gaslighted and misinformed by the mainstream media. And that especially is true of The Guardian criticizing Van Morrison. So I hope he hangs tough, hangs in there. And he says, contact me. He said, we would like to publish a list of names of all those who are supporting the industry. Well, I'm not a singer, musician, writer, producer, promoter, or anything like that in that industry. But I tell you what, fans support you, and you would have people who would show up. And you ought to go ahead and do your concert anyway. And just let these people pound sand. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
Go through here. No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. I push the first valve down.
Up.
No, down. The music goes down and around. Oh, and it comes out here.
Here?
Oh, now let's not go through that again, honey. I push the middle valve down. The
music now, what does this have to do with the COVID virus? Well, let me explain that to you. Just keep watching this.
Listen to the jazz come out. No,
there?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. That's it. Very good. Let's take it from where the kid comes in again. She was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is what it's come to in our country. And, of course, that's Danny Kaye from the movie. I think the movie was The Five Nickels or something like that. About Red Nickels, the jazz musician. But, of course, that song, that classic, goes way back before that. I think Tommy Dorsey might have been the first one to have it, but I'm not sure who did that first. But, you know, the music comes in here, and it goes round and round. You push the valves in, it comes out the end, right? Do we have to explain this to the musicians and the symphony orchestras today? Do they understand where the music comes out? Do they understand where the breath comes out? Take a look at this picture here. This was a picture on social media. And you got people in an orchestra playing with masks on. With masks on. And look at these woodwind players and these brass players, people playing wind instruments. And they've got holes cut in their mouth, little slits, just big enough so they can stick the mouthpiece down there, right? And then they blow on their clarinet or their flute or their trumpet or their French horn. And the music goes round and round. And it comes out where? It comes out the end. If the air wasn't coming out, you wouldn't be hearing it. And what is in that air? Let's see. Was it stopped by the mask? Was it the virus or something? We're told we can't have church services because people singing with masks on, that's going to get everybody sick. But you can have a symphony concert. Wear your mask as a sign of submission. And then... There you go. That's what you need. You need to put the mute on it. Yeah, different kind of mute. Put a medical mask, an N95 mask on the end of your clarinet or your trumpet or whatever. This is the insanity of 2020. I can't wait for hindsight of 2020. Anyway, when do we get out of this Twilight Zone nightmare of idiocracy? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, so you can't have singing, even with a mask on, says, California's governor, Newsom. These guys are coming up with a bunch of them here. But you can't have a symphony concert with people put slits in and then they play the musical instruments. That'll just be fine. Just be fine. Well, here's some more silly stuff coming out. Here's Fauci, because, I played for you earlier, Eric Schmidt, former Google exec, now one of our world technocrat leaders, just like Bill Gates. They're going to tell us how long this is going to last. And, we just heard from Eric Schmidt, it's never going to end. And if you want to make money, invest in a company that's going to be making tests, because the tests are never going to stop. Well, it all hangs on the fabrication of asymptomatic transmission, doesn't it? I read for you earlier the pronouncements of Francis Fukuyama. I think it was his name, yeah, Fukuyama. He said, well, you know, this is very different from Ebola. You get Ebola and you die. So it doesn't transmit. You know, we don't have an epidemic. Well, they told us that we had an epidemic. Was Fauci and the World Health Organization, were they lying to us? Well, yes, they were lying to us about that. And they're also lying to us about this. But the lie is different. Now they're saying, well, you know, Ebola is not that dangerous because you get it and you die and you can't pass it on. Well, you do pass it on. But with this stuff, it's not deadly and it's asymptomatic, but you can pass it on to everybody. Everybody's got it. We don't even know. So we're going to have to do test after test after test and wear your mask forever. Because it's this thing in the air, this new superstition never goes away. That's what Eric Schmidt is telling us. Well, here's what Fauci had to say. He said, without asymptomatic transmission, it all goes away. Oh, okay. Let's run that clip of Fauci, the expert, telling us how this all works.
Seems to get lost in that question is that, as Bob said, and I agree, we would really like to see the data. Because if there is asymptomatic transmission, it impacts certain policies that you do regarding screening, et cetera. But the one thing historically people need to realize that even if there is some asymptomatic transmission, in all the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic transmission has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person. Even if there's a rare asymptomatic person that might transmit, an epidemic is not driven by asymptomatic carriers.
Oh, so you mean Francis Fukuyama and the CFR got that wrong? You mean Eric Schmidt got that wrong? You mean we don't have to wear the mask and do tests forever if people are just asymptomatic? No, this isn't asymptomatic transmission, folks. This is asymmetric warfare. Economic warfare, political warfare against you. That's what this is. There is no asymptomatic transmission. Listen to Fauci himself. You know, he hasn't changed his tune yet. He may do it. He changed his tune on masks, but he may not change his tune on asymptomatic transmission. But then again, he may. I don't know. CDC says the same thing. It's in print now. CDC still says, will not say that masks are going to protect you. They may protect you. Actually, they don't say that even. They don't say the mask may protect you. The mask may protect other people. Your mask may protect other people, and their mask may protect you. Just like your vaccine may protect them, their vaccine may protect you. But we can't show that vaccines actually work. There is no such thing. We don't do double-blind tests because vaccines are preventative, and you can't expose half of the group to a disease that they claim is going to kill you. Even though they now say it's not deadly. This is the circular logic. And the music goes in here and it goes round and round and round and it comes out on the mainstream media and the Drudge Report and it just keeps going and we just keep locking down and down and down. This downward spiral. Because the lies keep going round and round. And they keep morphing it. And so now, we got the University of Alabama reporting over 500 cases of COVID-19. A Tuscaloosa bar has shut down for 2 weeks over an unacceptable rise in COVID-19 cases. Is anybody sick? No, no. They tested people. They're testing all the university people. Remember, I gave you the report about what's going on at Texas A&M. So, well, we got 5,000 tests. We just ordered these, and we got some more on order. Make sure you buy stock in that, says Eric Schmidt. You know, that company that they've got these things back ordered and, you know, 5,000 of these things. And I've got some more thousands of them coming. And when they come in, they're going to pull you up at random and they'll send you a text message. And you better be there within 48 hours to get your test or you're going to get kicked out of this university that you spent tens of thousands of dollars to get through a couple of years. Yeah, by the way, you know, I haven't talked about Liberty University. I don't like to get into situations where people have moral failings. It certainly looks like that's the case. Their allegations at this point were not proven. But it looks like there's a lot of problems there, to say the least. And not just confined to the president, but around the people who would not stand up to him. Not hold him accountable. And of course, he's being put out there by the left as the face of Christ. He's not the face of Christ. He's not even a pastor. He's a lawyer. Nevertheless, when I look at the economics of this stuff, you know, just like we're talking about people complying with this stuff at the university because they've already invested a lot of time and a lot of money. My daughter, who just graduated, we're looking at this. Never been big supporters of college. Didn't want my sons to go to college. Still don't want them to go to college. Didn't really want my daughter to go to college, but she was looking at some. She had a lot of friends who were doing it. So I was like, all right, we'll look into it. Maybe an online school like Liberty, you know, where you're not going to be unduly influenced by these people. And we think that maybe they would not be pushing some of the radical nonsense that's being pushed out. The Marxism, the communism, the over-sexualization, and the insanity. So we looked at it, $53,000 for 4 years. My wife said, no thanks. They will not stop. They keep coming back. And when I looked at this Liberty University thing, 110,000 students. Now you multiply that out by 53,000 over a four-year period that you pay for a degree. Oh, that's about $5.8 billion. See, that's where your corruption comes from. That's where your corruption comes from, right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs, and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's take a look at what is going on around the country. And, of course, violent riots, shootings, people getting shot in the head, people, crowds getting shots fired into them, and so forth. A lot of violence across the country. This clip I want to play for you. Scott Carpenter, his business, his family business created by his parents, burned down in ashes after 40 years. Video clip number 3.
This morning, get up, come down here, and I what I see, I was not prepared for. I knew it was going to be a disaster, but I didn't know what a disaster looked like till I saw it.
And you, I can hear the emotion in what you're saying. I mean, what is the family feeling right now?
It's tough. You know, this is a business that my parents started 40 years ago, small, out of their garage. It was a small business. Did it just to make a few extra dollars, and eventually it grew. 31 years ago, they bought this building, and so we've been here ever since. They're very upset about it. It's emotionally hurtful. But we didn't do anything to anybody. You know, why did we deserve it?
Yes, sir, just my final question.
That's right. What did they do to deserve that? And the headlines from CNN. Banner headline. Protests were fiery, but mostly peaceful. So it's no problem, right? No problem. Just tell that to him. You had New York Times said peaceful marches that then gave way to fire and destruction. Or you have CBS News anchor Gayle King saying the riots began as peaceful protests, which is what Black Lives Matter is really all about, right? Oh, we all know that, right? It's not clear if those setting the fires were involved in the initial demonstrations. Yeah, they had nothing to do with it at all. But we've shown you the documents where they say, where they strategize about how, well, we use these, you know, we want some of you guys to be peaceful out front so we can, you know, maneuver behind you and get this going. And then I love this Babylon Bee satire because they get right to the heart of the issue. Their satire piece. Gavin Newsom assures Californians that wildfires are, quote, mostly peaceful. He said the fires are mostly peaceful, mostly calm, nothing to worry about, said Governor Newsom as the fires burned through thousands of acres of forest behind him. They're peaceful infernos, and they will definitely not burn your house down or anything. We're fine here. Everything's fine here. How are you? If a peaceful fire approaches your home, do not fight back. That would be racist. Allow it to consume your home peacefully, of course. If you are a true ally of indigenous people everywhere, you'll do that. Remember, it's just fine. This is fine. There's nothing to worry about. The California wildfires are also mostly peaceful. And they're natural. They're natural, absolutely natural. And, you know, we look at Gayle King, and she says, you know, well, this is what Black Lives Matter is really about. Is it really what that's about, Gayle? Is it even about black people, or is it about Marxism? Is it about the age-old, you know, going back to the mid-20th century, the plan to create a civil war here in America based on racism to be used by the Marxists? Just take a look. And we got the story at InfoWars.com. This mob of white college students, the Marxists, Lenin's useful idiots, now youthful idiots, intimidating this woman in a restaurant, yelling and screaming at her. It's absolutely amazing. Roll the B-roll of that. I mean, they're yelling at her, getting in her face. They've got their fists up in the air. Black Lives Matter. Save Black Lives Matter. Roll some of the audio there.
Yeah!
And she's not doing it. She's not raising her fist in solidarity with the white Marxists. Oh, for Black Lives Matter, of course. I don't see any black lives there. And then finally, they bend down and get in her face. You're a Christian, aren't you? You're a Christian, aren't you? Yeah, because I don't worship Marxists. I don't worship your racist agenda. Oh, you must be a Christian. Well, they got that right, don't they? I don't bow to you. I'm a Christian. I only kneel to God. And then you have the other side of the coin. As I said before in the program, the tragedy of that man, Scott Carpenter, the business that his parents started out of a garage that they built up, now being torn down. And yet, you know, you can have a thief steal property from you. But, you know, the way that you lose everything is with a lawyer. With a pen, they can take not only what's on the counter and behind the counter, but with a pen, they can take the building, they can take the land that the building is on. And, of course, the lawyers in government can do the same thing, too. They can destroy your business in a way that you will never build back. It's not visceral. It's not visual like that. You don't see these, the 70% of the restaurant owners who are now permanently closed because of this lockdown. You don't see that because a lot of them don't even file bankruptcy reports. They just close the doors because they don't have a lot of debt, so they don't go through the process of filing a bankruptcy. They're just done. And the people who work for them are done. And their lives and their dreams and their labor, their blood, sweat, and tears, and the money that they saved, destroyed, totally destroyed. More so than that guy that was attacked by the mob. And that's being done from the top down. That's being done by your government, in many cases by Republican governors and Republican president. And so we have the other Babylon Bee story here. Trump tells the RNC attendees to look under their seats for a free MyPillow and a can of Goya beans. Yeah, we're going to support those companies that support us. You know, wait, has reached a fever pitch as he addressed the crowd. The president revealed that everyone had a special surprise waiting for them under their seats. Wait, there's more, he said, as he wrapped up his speech and the crowd waited with bated breath. If you all reach under your seats right now, you'll find your very own MyPillow and a can of Goya beans absolutely free. Well, here's the satire that they don't tell you at Babylon Bee. I'll tell you about it. There is no crowd. This is a virtual conference because we have to kowtow and bow to the fake virus. The China virus, folks, is not something that escaped out of a Wuhan lab. The China virus is the lockdown of our economy that was modeled by the Chinese government that was pushed on Twitter to influence people. They brag about the fact that they use influence, but we don't interfere. We influence. We tell you what to do. We don't force you to do that. But if you want money, you want Chinese money, $1 trillion money, then you want affluence, then you follow our influence, is what the Chinese ambassador or whatever his position was there in Australia said. And so, yeah, if you look under your seat, you're not going to find a can of Goya beans. If there was a crowd there, they're not going to find a can of Goya beans. But, you know, maybe if you look in your mailbox, eventually the U.S. Post Office might have a check for you. And if you get that check, probably you can afford to buy a can of Goya beans. Good for you. You know, we look at this. Somebody needs to wake these people up. They're having their little Mrs. Nesbitt tea party like Buzz Lightyear. Remember that from Toy Story? Buzz Lightyear sitting there having tea. And he has to have Woody slap him awake. Wake up, Buzz. You're out of this. Well, when we come back, we got a guy wearing a cowboy hat. It's not Woody, it's Ammon Bundy. And he's trying to wake up the people having this little tea party we call the RNC.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago. what I said a year ago and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yesterday, I showed you a large crowd of people who went to the Idaho State House. They were very upset about the fact that the Republican governor there, Brad Little, was putting out an immunity bill that would give immunity to businesses if they enforced all the government health edicts from the governor himself. And, of course, it would give the governor liability immunity. It would give the health bureaucrats any immunity from being sued for their unlawful, unconstitutional orders. And any businesses, but only if the businesses complied with his orders. And so you had a large crowd of people that were there. As you can see there, they filled up the halls. They did not want them inside. And as the people were saying, this is our house, let us in. And you had police that were there, and there was a tug of war there with the door. They were pulling it back and forth. Nothing violent. The way it was portrayed in Fox News and other local media sounds like, oh, they busted it through and they shattered the glass door. No, they're pulling the glass. The glass door is going back and forth. You got people trying to close it, people trying to open it. And as it's got static pressure on it, it shattered. And they make a big deal out of that. So they went ahead and had their vote. And they okayed that liability in spite of what those people said. They okayed it. And as it's reported by the establishment press there in Idaho, they said a group of state lawmakers has approved a bill that would grant schools and businesses some immunity from civil lawsuits. No. See, that headline is not exactly right. No, what it does is it doesn't grant schools and businesses some immunity. It grants some businesses and schools immunity if they comply with the lockdown, with the unconstitutional, if they fall in line. Just like in China, you do what we say, you'll get social credit. You'll get immunity from this, right? If you do what we say. And then they go on to say, a few paragraphs down, the cover only applies if they were acting in good faith and following all government orders, including mask mandates issued by public health officials. See, that's what you need to know about this. It's crony capitalism. You play ball with us and you don't believe that this is happening with Walmart? And with these big national retail chains, the National Retail Federation, telling all its members, you push mask regulations out there on the public, even if they're not in your jurisdiction like Walmart, you push those out there. They know they're going to be rewarded by the government, and they know that they'll be punished if they don't do it. So they comply. Meanwhile, so then the next thing that happened yesterday, and we were supposed to have Ammon Bundy on today, but he got arrested. And I'll tell you why he was arrested, and then I'll tell you what the lies are from the mainstream media. So the next day, they removed the independent media. We showed you the clips from Brian Bauermaster. They kicked him and some other independent media out of the meetings that happened yesterday. So the push there was on Monday, and then yesterday they ejected these people. And a lot of people are not very happy about that. And as a matter of fact, you have a guy who has a legal, guys, get that and put that up on the board. I forget what his name is that gave us this video. Oh, somebody, he didn't give it to me, but somebody sent it to me off of his Facebook feed. Let's go ahead and run that video because he engages a woman who identifies herself. Well, I'm part of the press and she's got a press pass, but then she makes a kind of a little bit of a slip. She calls herself a lobbyist. And she interjects herself between this guy who is arguing about the Constitution and telling these law enforcement officers, you took an oath. Are you guys a Marine officer? Are you guys were in the service? He says, I was a Marine officer. I took an oath to the Constitution. Did you ever take an oath to the Constitution? Of course they did. Whether they're in the military or not, they took an oath as a part of being a law enforcement officer. But he's talking to them about the Constitution that obviously they either never read or the oath that they didn't take seriously. And so this lobbyist there, and you can see her name tag, it's Kristen. I think the last name was Jones or something. I couldn't find any evidence that she works for any press in Idaho. So I think she really is a lobbyist. But I want you to hear what she has to say. Video clip number one.
If you can't point to your power that you're exercising right now, you become an enemy of the people. This is domestic violence pursuant to Article 4, Section 4. Internal insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the Constitution, and war against the people. Nothing to do with family law. This is internal insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the Constitution, and war against the people. Can
exactly
you point
right.
to your emolument right here?
I really don't need to point to anything right
yes,
here.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't, actually.
Really?
Really, I don't.
You're claiming an exercise of the power that doesn't
I
exist.
Need
I'm claiming that I was here hoping to make things better for people
That's
today.
Unsat.
I don't need a stinking badge. I don't need no law either.
I'm not talking to you about that.
I'm talking to you about it. I'm talking about these men right here.
That us as taxpayers are paying for so that we can make
Yeah, I'm a taxpayer too. I'm also media.
So
I'm also loss prevention with the government of the United States of America.
If traumatizing the children, then we can try to help.
If you get retaliated,
this doesn't exist in our form of government.
All of these are trying to help. They are all trying to help.
Help who?
Help the people.
The people?
There
are 75 issues that the governor has lifted the law on, and he's allowed this tiny little bit to be discussed so that we can.
So the governor has that power? Can you point to that emolument?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
How does he have the power to get rid of 75 different areas of law?
Because right now.
Why don't you? You're a public servant.
I have, sir. Yesterday I was up in that office, okay?
Uh-huh. So she's there with the governor.
People here, uh-huh. including those throughout, 105 legislators, have been toiling to try to do what they can mm-hmm. to bring the tiny little bits.
So you're familiar with Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution?
I'm not discussing with you that article.
Why not?
I'm talking to you because
that's the law.
What we're talking about is we're trying to assemble so that we can help to fix what we are allowed
no,
to
No, you're
fix.
Trying to grant immunity.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that's what's in the bill, is it not?
This is a classroom setting. Once again, mm-hmm. the governor has 75 points
setting.
Of law that he's lifted. Okay?
Are you the spin master?
I'm a person. I'm not
You're a
paid
person?
To be here. Okay. I'm not paid by the press. I'm not paid as a lobbyist.
She's got
a
press pass.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. So you guys can keep being insulted, but the point is...
For violation
is that
of law?
The governor,
who's in the wrong here?
That's insulting.
Who is in the wrong?
Law-abiding officers.
The governor...
Okay, you get the idea. This goes on for a while. Yeah, I'm a person, and he lectures or he points out, you know, by the way, no, you're either a man or a woman. No, I'm not a man or a woman. I'm a person. I'm a feminist. I'm a Republican lobbyist, and I'm in there with Brad Little and the Republican establishment. And this is all just fine. He goes, well, no, under law, if you put yourself in there as a person, then you don't have the same kind of, you know, corporations are persons. You know, Mitt Romney got that right. If you're not in the law as a man or woman, you don't have any rights. So you want to identify as a person, go ahead. But she also identifies as a press person, but she doesn't seem to be a press person. She seems to be a lobbyist person, which she kind of dropped there. I talked over that a little bit. Anyway, they got rid of the independent media. Now, Ammon Bundy was there. And as I said before, you know, as we've got this little dog and pony show, or actually we've got, you know, the donkey show and the elephant show that were put on the press, we have as everybody is in this delusional little tea party, like Buzz Lightyear. Remember that? says, yeah, here I am, and I'm having a tea party with Marie Antoinette and her sister. And he gets Woody, kind of slaps some sense into him. Well, there was a guy with a cowboy hat and no gun either. That was Ammon Bundy, and he was trying to slap some sense in some of the people. And he was sitting there talking about the First Amendment of all things. Let's play video clip number two. Ammon Bundy. Lecturing people about how the First Amendment actually works.
Prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
That's right.
And that was for the people, not for the government. The government is a law that they cannot abridge the freedom of speech of the press.
All right, you get the idea? He's talking to him. He says, you know, being able to cover these hearings and stuff that you're doing, these public hearings where you're under color of law, you're removing people's rights, these Republican legislators and governors. And this is not just for credentialed press. This is for we the people. See, once you make free speech a privilege, nobody has it. Once it's put out by the government, that's another thing that the communists are modeling for us. We'll have more about that, how the media spun that when we come back. Stay with us.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, I want to tell you where we got that footage, by the way. It was Brian Bauermaster yesterday that had the footage of the people going there to address this crony capitalism, this immunity to businesses only if they would join in and follow the governor's orders. The governor called a special session. He wrote the legislation, dictated that out to people, said, if you do everything that I say, I'll protect myself from anybody suing me. I'll protect the health dictators, and I will protect you if you join with me as a business or a school. And they showed up to push back against that. So Brian Bauermaster was kicked out, and that's why Ammon Bundy was arrested, because he was defending the right of citizen journalists to report that. And the person who reported that was Kirk's Law Corner. And you can find both Brian Bauermaster and Kirk's Law Corner on Facebook. And the guy did, Kirk's Law Corner did a great job of that. There they are, wheeling out Ammon Bundy. He stayed there talking about really seditious stuff, you know, like the Constitution and the First Amendment and how we don't, you don't kick out citizens who don't have government press passes. See, I've got a press pass, and I'll use that sometimes if I need to get in somewhere and I'm getting a hassle and I really want to get the story instead of making that the story. I've done that several times to get past the gatekeepers, but it doesn't always work. And, you know, I've been given the cold shoulder by the Trump Organization, by my fellow alternative journalists, by Fox News, you know, trying to keep me out of the Bundy situation as well. So you work around that sometimes. But sometimes that becomes the issue. And it was the issue. And that's why Ammon Bundy was there. And he was right to make that the issue there. Yeah, sometimes you just do what you need to do to get the key story. But sometimes you got to stand for your rights. And we really do appreciate you standing with us as we get pushed around, as we get pushed off of platforms. You've been great to stand with us. And by the way, you know, I talk about your support, your financial support, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a great special right now on a lot of different natural supplements, and we have, most importantly, storable food now back in stock, and only about a 1 to 2 week delivery on this. If you think that things have calmed down, that they're going to get better, then you probably haven't heard this program. For the last 3 hours, I've been pointing out how you've got these globalists at the CFR, Francis Fukuyama, or whatever his name is. The guy who thought that history ended. No, he wants your world. He wants national governments to end. And he's saying, yeah, you know, it was quarters. Now it's going to be years. And then you get the World Health Organization saying, well, we hope that maybe in 2 years this will end. And then you see Eric Schmidt saying, it's never going to end. We like this control. And we're going to make a lot of money by pushing vaccines and tests and so forth. And we're going to have a lot of control over you as well. And he's got other things in mind for you as one of the leaders, the new leaders of the technocracy, you know, holding court like Bill Gates over all things medical. They're now the medical experts. Well, it's not going to end. And so, folks, right now, while you have an opportunity, and we only have 1 to 2 weeks because we're 8 to 10 weeks delay on storable food, just couldn't get it. We actually stopped taking orders because it got so long at one point in time. But now it's down to 1 to 2 weeks, and you want to take advantage of that now. Because this food will last for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO, storable food, good for 25 years. Make sure you got food. Make sure you have water. We have gravity feed water filters such in case you lose your power. You've got that food, water. Make sure you've got a way to defend all of that. Make sure you made connections to your community. And make sure you keep your information lines open with InfoWars. And you can do that with the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, when I look at this article from Fox News and how they're spinning this to attack Ammon Bundy, when I was there at the Bundy standoff, it was Fox News that was trying to shove us out. You can't talk to Cliven. We got an exclusive with Cliven. Oh, really? Okay. All right. I talked to him anyway. Cliven was a good guy. He wanted to get the message out. He had handlers around him and said, no, you can't talk to him. Bodyguards, you can't talk to him. Cliven, can I talk to you? He's like, oh, yeah, sure, what's up? You know, Fox News is going to let me talk to you here at the house. All right, let's talk somewhere. Oh, okay. He was a good guy, honest guy. So you just find a way to talk to people about that. But, you know, Fox News, the joke was on them. They listened to their government sources who told them, it's all right, we're going to let him graze, even though we took his cattle. We're going to tell him he can graze, but we took all of his cattle. And so Fox News and CNN and all these other people who came there after the story broke, long after it broke, they all went home that Saturday, and they missed the big story because they were going with their government sources. So the joke was on them, and we really do appreciate your support that lets us do that type of thing. And so what do we see here from Fox News? They're still attacking the Bundys. Fox News, Ammon Bundy, known for leading an armed militia that took over an Oregon wildlife preserve. There was nobody at that preserve. It was the middle of the winter. It was a bird watching station. You know, the birds aren't there during the winter. There was nobody there. I thought it was a bad move. We advised them not to do it that way. You know, I thought it was a bad strategy. But nevertheless, it was not a violent takeover. Just like this situation that happened yesterday was not a violent, happened on Monday, was not violent. But they try to make it. They imply that it was. They don't outright lie to you, but they imply that it was violent. So he let an armed militia take over of an abandoned preserve. Do you need an armed militia to take over something where there's nobody there? And said he was arrested at the Idaho Capitol after refusing to leave a hearing room. You saw how calmly he was sitting there reading from the Constitution about the First Amendment. And then they go through, Fox News finds some NPC on Twitter. Somebody goes by the name of LAP, and their tag there is Art Sets You Free. And they put this in there, featured this in their story right at the top. Pro tip. When you handcuff yourself to an object while protesting, please make sure it doesn't have wheels. Ammon Bundy ain't the brightest. And they show him being wheeled out. Well, here's the first thing I would say. If you've done this before, if you've been abused like Ammon has under custody, you know, he talked about how they injured him when he was in jail. You might want to handcuff yourself to a chair just to have some protection from abuse. But this is a guy that Fox News really had to look for. This guy, he didn't have any hashtags there that would identify Bundy or anything. This guy is a guy who identifies himself as a vaccine lab rat, as an artist. And he says, definitely not a Trump supporter. That's how he describes himself. He's got 476 followers. Absolutely not an influencer. But Fox News found him. They featured his comments there. And then he had two people like his post, besides Fox News. And he had two comments. One of the comments said, should I congratulate you on this? The fact he puts out a tweet after that. He says, tweets, Fox News shared my tweet. And then one person says, should I congratulate you about that? Because, you know, they're all anti-Trump supporters, all liberals. Anyway, they go on to denigrate them by saying Tuesday's events followed a disruption when protesters burst into the gallery and a black glass door was smashed. No, it wasn't. Again, this is why it's important to have independent media, because you can see what happened there. It wasn't violent. There wasn't armed militia at the preserve. They didn't bust the door. He was quietly talking to them about the law, engaging these people who don't care about. Well, the governor just set down 75 different laws. He just suspended those. Oh, so are we under martial law now? And if you want to see the full thing, again, you can see it at, let's see, we had that up there. But I'll give you that here again in a minute. Guys, put that up. Bundy testified Monday against a proposal civil liability legislation. And here's the way Fox News puts it. Yes, yeah, Kirk's Law Corner. It was intended, says Fox News, to shield schools, businesses, and government agencies from lawsuits from people infected with the virus. No. It was intended to push the tyranny, the undeclared martial law. And then they go on and say, oh, it shows anti-government activist Ammon Bundy. This is why we didn't have him on today, because he was arrested with this. Meanwhile, the Idaho House went ahead and passed that immunity. But something else happened. One of the guys that spoke, who actually changed his voice, the Idaho House passed a resolution to end the state of emergency. One of the guys that spoke said he actually used this emergency, he was actually supporting the emergency order until he heard the testimonies from these people, like that former prison guard. He said it changed his mind. He ended up voting to end the state of emergency. But the political games mean that the governor and the Senate are going to shut that down. Well, thanks for listening to this end of our program. I wish I had
more. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House
that you are legitimately now the president, that's what she said on CBS News, and that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen, and the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.